Hey folks, Josh here for another weekly update. It's been a few weeks. I don't know what happened. Let me look back through my calendar quickly. I've been slacking with the weekly podcast update. Now, what I never miss is my weekly Substack post. So if you're not following on Substack, make sure to check the link in the description below. I always get my weekly Substack post out. For some reason, I've just had so many hectic Fridays and weekends that I've been slacking with the weekly vlog post. But anyways, here we are. We're back in action. It's been a good few weeks. Hopefully your last few weeks have gone well too. A lot on the go right now. I would say one of the main things that I probably wanted to talk about this week has to do with pricing. We've been doing a reevaluation, so to speak, of our pricing over at Visto. So as you know, I'm the tech co-founder with a Canadian immigration software platform. We use automation and AI to help law firms basically work faster and work more efficiently with their clients. Now, we launched our current product about 14 months ago, a little over a year ago. We haven't touched pricing since. And I'll be honest, we didn't do too much effort in setting our pricing to begin with. And part of that is, we like to move fast, right? Like there's obviously a place for entrepreneurs to do research and planning, but then we like to do enough research and planning and then just get something out there and see how the market reacts, right? So we launched our current product with our current pricing about 14 months ago, and we've had a really good year and change, as they say. But we knew it kind of got to a point where we're like, okay, we should probably now take a step back knowing what we know and do a little bit more digging into pricing. Is our pricing good? Is our pricing bad? How can we improve it? How can we restructure it? So, and we have a lot of really good ideas. Now, one thing that we did was we booked some time with a pricing expert, right? So I don't know what business you're in, what industry you're in. Is it services? Is it tech? Is it products? But, curious to know how you approach pricing. Maybe what I'll do is I'll quickly tell you what we did to come up with our initial pricing. And now what we're kind of doing to adjust it as I take a sip of water quickly. Anyways, so what we did initially, or I should say all we did initially, was we kind of mapped out the three tiers we were thinking about. We took a look at some of the competition to get an idea for kind of what the market rate was, what the expectations are, you know, what are our competitors charging. And then a lot of it was a gut check. I don't know, like when you look up enough competitors' prices and you know your product well enough to kind of compare, and you also think about how you want to position yourself, right? Like pricing is a great way to kind of set your positioning. Are you more of a value buy? Are you more of a premium buy? Is it a premium product, right? Or do you want to go low and wide, right? Do you want to attract a huge audience for a lower price or vice versa, right? Do you want to be the Mercedes-Benz or do you want to be the Honda Civic, right? So to speak. So that's kind of what we did to initially set our pricing, and then we didn't lose too much sleep over it. Because the best thing you can probably do is get your product or service into the market and then test, right? Because you'll know pretty quick if it's good or bad. Now, after you get enough data and after you've talked to enough clients and got enough paying customers or had enough potential customers say no for different reasons, you then can collect some interesting data that can help you make decisions on what to do next, right? So in our case, we have a pretty standard like bronze, silver, gold pricing, right? Like if you're familiar with B2B SaaS pricing, it's quite standard to have like, you know, your three different pricing tiers and then you have an enterprise like, hey, if you don't fit under any of these tiers and you need something extra, reach out to us here. You know what I mean? Now we got to a point where two things happened. Number one, I feel like enough time went by where we're like, okay, we have a lot of data. We should probably relook at our pricing and see what we may or may not want to do, right? And secondly, our product has gotten so much better and we've added so many new key features, especially some new AI, that we were like, okay, we probably need to reevaluate our product and say, are we charging the right amount? Are the three pricing tiers making the right sense? given what we've added and the AI and stuff like that, right? And I'm saying this because you obviously want to provide immense value for your clients, but you also don't want to undersell yourself. If you're offering a really great product and service and you're not charging enough for it, or you are charging too much for it, that can hurt your bottom line at the end of the year, right? Or it can, how do we say this? It can limit your profit potential at the end of the year, right? You really want to find kind of that sweet spot of supply and demand, you know, where supply and demand meets price to give your business and your P&L, right? Your like profit and loss statement, the best chance at being maximized over time. Now, the other thing I would probably think about too, I mean, we kind of knew this already, but think about the type of business and life you want to live, especially if you're like a solopreneur, if you have a tiny business. What do you want to do? Do you want to offer pretty low pricing and work with lots of clients that you can upsell and blah, blah, blah? Or would you rather just work with a small amount of clients, but charge them more so that you don't have to manage as many files or as many people or as many, you know, new feature requests or whatever it might be, right? So you really want to think about the market, supply and demand, how you want to position your brand, and what type of business or lifestyle do you want, especially if you're a solopreneur or you're planning on maintaining a very small business. That will probably help guide how you want to kind of approach pricing. Now, one thing we did this time around that was different is we hired a pricing expert. So we went out, we got referrals to B2B SaaS pricing experts because we know what we don't know, and we're certainly not pricing experts, among other things. And so we talked, you know, had a few intro calls, picked a guy that we were really confident with, and then had a deep dive with him, and he gave us some really good suggestions and a deck and stuff like that. So now it's up to Alex and I to kind of take that feedback, that expertise, and apply it, which we think we're in a pretty good position to do. Some of pricing is a science, right? Math and data you're getting from clients and conversion rates and stuff like that. And some of it is an art, right? Who knows should it be 100 or 109, right? Or should it be 99 or 100? You know what I mean? So part of it's kind of testing and seeing how the audience reacts. But over the next few weeks, we're going to make some adjustments to our SaaS pricing. We're going to be a little bit more strategic with the numbers we're picking and which features are included in which tier. We're going to definitely be grandfathering our current clients into our current pricing. So what I'm trying to say here is our pricing is probably going to go up a little bit, but I always, always like to grandfather in and give the benefits to current clients, right? Clients that got in under a current price, never going to raise the price right under their nose, right? And I just think that's the right thing to do as a business owner. And I also think that your early customers, they earn it, right? Like your earliest customers, the people who took chances on you before anybody else, I think they've earned some, you know, some of the benefit of the doubt, and they should benefit from that, in my opinion, right? So we'll definitely be grandfathering. At this point now, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of law firms. We've had a really good few months, so I'm pretty excited, and we're going to give all of those earlier law firms, or all the law firms that have decided to work with us until now, right? We're going to grandfather them into our launch pricing, and I think it's well-deserved, and we appreciate them a lot. So anyways, so that's been one of the kind of main topics for me this week. Another quick sip of water here. And if you have any thoughts on pricing, let me know. I mean, definitely, if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment. If you're listening to the podcast, depending on where you're listening, you might be able to comment. Or definitely make sure you're on the Substack. The link will be in the description because you can reply, you can comment, you can like, all that fun stuff. But yeah, if you have any thoughts, any recommendations, any questions, or need any help on pricing, by all means, let me know. I've had a decent amount of experience now with it. I've had experience with pricing through my law firm, right? So a standard kind of like services business approach. We built some B2C tech earlier in our Visto history. So I have some experience with B2C tech pricing, now more so B2B tech pricing. I would not say that I'm an expert, but now I have a pretty good idea of what to think about, what to consider, and how to kind of test and figure out more optimal pricing. So that's pretty much That was kind of one of the main topics for me this week. We had some other exciting stuff go about, and maybe I'll touch on it in my Substack or later this week. So again, make sure you're on there too. We're up at the 10-minute mark, so I'll definitely touch quickly on books. So I mentioned it in the Substack last week, but I didn't record a video last week. I finished reading 50 Cent's book. So blast from the past, for those of you like me who grew up, like I remember when I was a teenager, that was when like 50 Cent was having his big hits, right? And what's the book called? Hold on, I'm trying to, oh, here it is. Hold on, let me grab it quickly. For those of you watching on the YouTubes, as they say, I'm holding it up right now. It's called Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter, Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent. Now, I wasn't sure what to think going into this book, right? Because I know 50 Cent as a rapper, right? But he has been doing a lot of entrepreneurial endeavors since then. And I think he was even doing a lot of it even towards the end of his rapping career too. I was surprised by the book. I really enjoyed it. It's relatively short. So if I open it up here, it's just a hair under 300 pages. Not very big pages, as you can kind of see. I'm going to hold it up here. So like not very big pages. And as you can imagine, it reads very casually. The writing was quite good and easy to read, like very conversational. And he had some really good stories and lessons. What I love about reading like biographies and memoirs and autobiographies is when they share stories. And he shared a lot of stories and experiences, talked about his vitamin water stuff and doing deals with people. And I didn't even know he's like a TV producer and movie producer now. And I was pleasantly surprised by how much I learned, by how much I enjoyed reading it. And in all honesty, it was a nice switch up from, like, if you go back through all the other biographies and memoirs I've been reading, it's mostly white men, right? Nothing against white men. I'm a white man. But it was a very nice switch up, right? Because like a lot of the big CEOs, like, you know, you could probably see again if you're watching on YouTube, like, oh, there's the Steve Jobs book. There's the, you know what I mean? Like it's all these white CEOs, entrepreneurs, executives, nothing wrong with that. But it was really cool to get a very different perspective from someone with a very different background. So I learned a lot of new stuff. It was also interesting to hear a lot of the overlap with even considering 50's background and experience and more like rough childhood and stuff like that. There's still a lot of overlapping lessons and values that he portrayed and learned that can relate to, for example, what I'm reading now is the book on Bill Marriott, right? The founder, but president of Marriott Hotels, right? Who grew up the opposite. He grew up in a very privileged, I don't know if privilege is the right word, but very well-off white Mormon family compared to 50 Cent, right? Who grew up in the ghetto selling drugs. So, but there's so much overlap when it comes to business. So it's really interesting in that regard. I would recommend it, right? Again, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll hold up the cover just so you can kind of see what it looks like. I would recommend it. I learned a lot. I'll probably read it again at some point. I wouldn't say it's like in the top tier. Like if I had like an A and B and C tier, I would probably put it in the middle around a tier B. I don't think it's in the upper echelons like this, like the Walter Isaacson, Steve Jobs, or Phil Knight's autobiography / memoir. But I think it's a solid B. Good read, worth it, in my opinion. I'm almost done reading a book on Bill Marriott. I should be done within the next few days. I'll definitely be done by next weekend, so I'll talk about that in the next episode. Really interesting read there. That one's long. It's like, I think it's almost 600 pages, but they're big pages too. So it's been a long read, but I've been flying through it because I find it very interesting. So anyways, I'll have my review on that next week. That's it for me this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, if you can like, subscribe, comment any of your thoughts, that really helps. If you're listening on the podcast, whichever platform you're on, then any, you know, upvote or 5-star rating or any of that crap, I don't know how that stuff works anymore. Really appreciate it too. And again, make sure you're on the Substack list. The link to subscribe will be in the description no matter where you're watching this. Every Monday morning, I send out an update linking to this vlog, right? So you'll never miss another episode, talking more about a story and lesson I learned from the week prior. I mentioned my books as well. And if I get busy and I forget to do this vlog, you know the Substack post is always coming. So anyways, if you like my stuff to follow along, that's the best place. Thanks again for listening. Hope you have a great week ahead, and I will see you in the next episode. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.